Frontier Fighters. Frontier Fighters, the daring and courage of a handful of brave pioneers who made the West safe for the generation of today. In 1890, 2 years after South Dakota was admitted into the Union, an event loomed on the horizon that threatened to completely stop migration into the state. A Paiute Indian by the name of Wavoka had been raised in the home of a white man who was very religious. One night, Wavoka had a wonderful dream. The next morning, he related it to another Paiute.
I stood in the presence of God, Tall Chief. And God said to me, go teach the Indians in all the lands the better ways of living. Tell them to be more peaceful, to live without stealing or lying or murdering. Tell them to dance away their sins.
Dance away their sins, Wavoka?
Yes, so it has been told me in the dream.
Is it to be the rain dance or corn dance or buffalo dance?
No. God said to Wavoka, go into all the lands and teach the red man the ghost. Done.
In Wavoka's dream, there was a mixture of old Indian customs and the new religious ideas of Christianity. Everywhere this new teacher went, he was welcomed. Soon the teaching spread, and each tribe changed them just a little, until Wavoka could hardly recognize them by the time they reached South Dakota. One of the disgruntled chiefs of the South Dakota Indians was Short Bull. For years, he had been looking for something that would appeal to the Indians so he could lead them in a general uprising against the whites. He recognized the teachings of Wavoka as the way. Returning to the Pine Ridge Agency, he immediately set himself up as a messiah. He would not teach the ways of peace, but war. His message would be death to the whites.
Don't see hide nor hair of the Redskins yet, General Miles.
Yeah, they'll be here.
Do you suppose they believe all this poppycock about the holy shirt protecting them from bullets?
Major, my experience has taught me that an Indian believes in good medicine or bad medicine. The Indian's medicine is all-powerful for good. The white man's for evil.
A bullet is no respecter of shirts, sir.
Well, I hope we get the leaders in the first few minutes of fighting. I don't want to exterminate the Indian. I just want to get them back to the reservations and bring peace to South Dakota. Hey, who's that coming there?
One of the scouts, sir.
About 1,000 Indians under Yellowbird and Bigfoot approaching Wounded Knee Creek.
Are they armed with rifles?
About one-third are, sir. The others with bow and arrows and tomahawks. A few have carbines.
Very good. Give the order to attack. We'll cross Wounded Knee Creek first and take the fight into their ranks.
Yes, sir. Ready for attack! Ready for attack! Charge!
Hold your fire, men, until we cross the creek. Signal to fire will be when I take my sword out of its scabbard and point it straight at the enemy.
We're getting pretty close to them, General. They'll have our range in another 200 or 300 yards. Fire!
Go.
Well, I guess the holy shirt bullet has lost its powers of protection. Poor devils. Sergeant, give the order to stop firing.
My General, you've got 1,000 redskins right in the palm of your hand.
I've not come to South Dakota to destroy the red men. Safeguard and preserve them. Save them from themselves. You must never forget, Major, that while these Indians may be troublesome at times, they are wards of the government. Children of the great white father in Washington.
A rider to see you, General Miles.
Oh, what is it, Corporal?
General, I just come back from Grand River. Sitting Bull is dead.
Who killed him?
The soldiers you sent to arrest him were fired upon by Sitting Bull's followers. In the fight that followed, Sitting Bull was killed.
That's too bad. It makes it all the harder for the government forces when we set down the powwow. The Indians will think I sent the soldiers to kill the great chief.
That's all I have to report, sir.
Yeah, very good.
Yes, sir.
Well, powwow we must have. Sergeant,
sir.
Send Indian scouts under a flag of truce to all the redskins in the Badlands. Tell them that General Miles wants to sit down with them and smoke the pipe of peace. In the name of the great white father in Washington, I say go back to the reservations. Go back to your agency home. I give my word, which has never been broken with my Indian brothers, that you will have good food, kind treatment, and forever live in peace and plenty. This is my word. I have spoken.
Sitting Bull is with his fathers in the happy hunting grounds. Bigfoot, he is there too. Yellow Bird has joined him. The chiefs are dead. The Holy Shirt was bad medicine. From rising sun to rising sun, through all the years to come, we will be at peace with our white brothers. This is my word. It shall never be broken.
Thus ended the last armed Indian trouble in the state of South Dakota. The Messiah craze had burned itself out, and prosperity returned to the Badlands, thanks to the courage and daring of another great frontier fighter, General Nelson Appleton Miles.